We are entering storm season, as Elsa was the first named hurricane of 2021. More storms are sure to come. Imagine if you were living down south and you had to flee from a great hurricane. A hurricane, it turns out, was so severe that it destroyed your home and you cannot return. It's a week later now, and a letter arrives at the place you will now have to call home, a letter from your pastor. What words might you expect to find? Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. We're looking at the letter of James, a letter written to Jewish Christians who have had to flee their homeland. Here's how it begins. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. James was an early church leader in Jerusalem. You could rightly call him pastor to many of the early Christians there, who ended up being persecuted for their faith. They had to flee Jerusalem and were scattered about the nations, Acts 8:1. If you and your family were forced to flee and live in a faraway place that could never be home, that would be a most difficult trial, don't you think? To wake up knowing you did not belong here and could never truly be happy here? What a pleasant surprise it would be if you went out to your mailbox and found a letter from your beloved hometown pastor, Pastor James. What words might you expect to find? Dear Jacob, Ruth, and family, I was so saddened about the persecution and the loss of all you had. What an unfortunate event, and my heart goes out over the difficulties you now face. Wouldn't you expect James' letter to begin this way? But Pastor James does nothing of the sort. His counsel seems to be the opposite. He says, "Count it all joy when you face trials of various kinds." This does not seem like the way a pastor should speak to shell-shocked people. Is he calling Christians to be masochists? What's going on here? In moments of trial and great stress, would you want to be told to rejoice over it all? Did you know that James' letter might actually be the earliest dated New Testament writing, which would make this the first command of the New Testament? What do we make of this? My friend, it is a wake-up call to what it means to be a Christian, living as a pilgrim in a foreign land. James wants fellow believers to understand something right from the start. James does not write, "Count it all joy if you face trials." James says, "Count it all joy when you face trials." If you are a Christian, you will face trials. Why is that? Because Christians are called to suffer for Christ's sake. 1 Peter 4:12 and 13, a passage where Peter affirms that we should not be surprised when trials come as though something strange were happening to us. Let me ask you, do you ever say or think, "Why is this happening to me? Why, God, could you allow me to go through this? Why do those folks have it so good while I have to suffer?" My friend, if you love Christ and are seeking to know Him, then every trial is truly meaningful. When you're betrayed by someone you've trusted, when your family rejects you, when folks speak evil of you, when you find out you have cancer, when your loved one dies unexpectedly, my friend, do not lose heart. James says, rejoice, because this is the testing of your faith. The Greek word here means literally to remain under, like to be under a weight. Think of those Olympic weightlifters who lift 500 pounds over their heads. How do you think they got to that point, able to remain steadfast under such great weight? It came through testing, day in and day out, testing, testing. James says, rejoice, because your faith in Christ, your connection to Him, is growing stronger through the trials. So when another weight is added and your knees start to shake and ready to buckle, rejoice, Christian. Because this pressure, this stress is not meaningless. It is a means by which you're getting to know your Savior and best friend, Jesus. Think about it. Jesus suffered in his body, 1 Peter 4:1. He did it to save you and to make you his friend. Jesus was betrayed, rejected by family, spoken ill of, and countless physical, mental, and spiritual distresses while on earth. What kind of friend would you be to him if you only participated in his resurrection glory, but if you didn't remain with him, participate in taking the cross upon your shoulder too? So rejoice, my friend, in the trial. It is not meaningless. It is light. It's momentary in comparison to the glory to be revealed, 2 Corinthians 4:17. Rejoice in each and every trial as a Christian, because you are blessed to better know the one who has loved you more and better than anyone else ever has. Remember who you are and who you belong to.